Hey son, why do you think we lost the game?
Well, because of Bayern's incredible defense, we were not able to find some little spaces to score a goal.
Were you particularly pleased with Kai Havertz's performance?
Well, I couldn't really see him. It was only the defense and the midfield I could see going very well. But at least he participated in the game, and I'm grateful for that.
Overall, what would you say was the particular problem with Arsenal on the night?
For one, Arteta could have brought out Saka for his Nelson.
Really? What about Partey? Do you think Partey should have been featured in this match?
With the way Bayern was pressurizing us, I'm not sure Partey would have been helpful in that circumstance.
So who stood out for you on the night?
Honestly, I got to say Tomiyasu. His defensive skills against Sané was just what we needed. As in Sané, no other person in Arsenal could mark Sané. It was always Tomiyasu, and Martinelli was there to give the boost.
So, we're out of the Champions League. Do you still think we have a chance in the Premiership?
Of course. We are a strong team. We take chances, very, very good chances.
So that's a yes. It's an affirmative yes.
Yes.
It's tough to see us lose such an important match. We had hopes. I had high hopes. But then, it was against Bayern Munich. We showed some good moments in the game, but overall we struggled with important aspects of our play.
I do think that the two goals at home were soft to concede, and we all know if you do those mistakes in a Champions League, you're gonna pay the price. Today wasn't good enough, I would say. But I don't think it was much into the game. You could see that the two teams, and I mentioned it so many times, didn't want to lose the game. Like, they were not really going for it. It was a moment of, I would say, of bad defending for me, not only from Martinelli, because it did work at the beginning on one. I will put Tomiyasu also in that, not covering his centre-back and closing that line, but that's a different ball game. I just think that at one point, I said it before, you asked me so many times, as an Arsenal fan, do I think that Arsenal could win the Champions League? Yes, because that's hope and wishing. Do I think after that we could, if I take my Arsenal hat away from my head? I said it so many times, when we play 3 games a week, we struggle.
When Thierry Henry criticized some of our players, it was hard for me to hear. It's okay for us to hold our players accountable, but it's tough when it's done publicly. However, Henry's words should motivate us to improve and do better next time.
Neuer gets a left hand on that. We can see it from here. And if we can see it, so should the linesman. It's a deflection as well. It's 2 corners.
Oh, dearie me.
Honestly.
That really is quite shocking.
And he's looking at it. You know, it comes off a defender and the goalkeeper.
And a set piece to defend with 2 minutes to go.
When Martin Odegaard got frustrated with the referees, we understood his feelings. One bad call can change the whole game, and it's frustrating when it goes against us. But we need to focus on what we can control and learn from this experience.
We're in this together, you know, we win and lose together, and I think we all have an important role now to help each other and lift each other up, and as I said, we have something really nice to play for, so we have to move on. And
for me, they are there. I know that maybe Mikel does not want to hear this, but for me, they are there. If you watch Arsenal games in the last 2 seasons, especially in the last 2 seasons, it's a consistency of attacking football, of scoring goals, of not conceding goals. It's fun to watch. It's every match something to learn. It's so fluid. It's so impressive. And at the same point, it collects points. So for me, they are an elite team.
It was rather encouraging to hear Thomas Tuchel praise the team for their efforts, even though we lost. It shows that there are positives that we can build on for the future. Seeing Bukayo Saka's girlfriend, Tolami Benson, supporting us at the stadium reminds us of the strong connection between the team and the fans. We need to keep supporting each other through the good times and the tough times. Let's show everyone that we're still behind our team, no matter what happens. And now, we need to shift our focus to the Premier League. We have important games coming up against Wolves and Chelsea, and we need to be ready to give our best.
We haven't played in the competition for 7 years. We haven't been in this position for 14 years. There is a reason for it, you know, and we want to do everything fast forward, super quick in one season. And I thought we had the capacity and the quality to be in the semi-finals because the margins have been very small. But those margins sometimes are coming from something else that that maybe we don't have yet, and we have to learn it. And when you look historically, all the clubs to get to certain stages, they took them 7, 8, some of them 10 years to do it. But today, that is not going to make us feel better, that's for sure.
Listening to Mikel Arteta's post-match talk, it's clear that he's not giving up, and neither should we. Sure, we're disappointed, but who wouldn't be? Arteta's got the right attitude. He's acknowledging the efforts the boys put in, especially in that first half. And he's right. We did have our moments. But Bayern's defense was tough to crack. It doesn't mean we didn't give it our all. Arteta's not making excuses. He's not blaming fatigue or luck. He's taking it on the chin, just like the rest of us. He's looking forward. He's already talking about lifting the players up for the next game against Wolves. Now that's the spirit we need. I mean, sure, it's disappointing to crash out of the Champions League, especially after coming so close. But this isn't the end of the road for us. Arteta's talking about learning from this experience, about growing as a team, and I believe in him. We've got a tough road ahead of us, no doubt. But with Arteta leading the charge and the players giving it their all, I've got a feeling we can turn this around. We've got the talent, we've got the spirit, and we've got the support of fans every step of the way. So yeah, it hurts right now, but I still believe in this team, and I can't wait to see what we do next. Hey, did you hear the good news? Arsenal won the Under-9 Championship in the Pro Academy Series last weekend. How awesome is that? Winning this title proves we're doing something right in our academy. It's a promising sign for the future of our club, don't you think so? That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!